Walking routes, as some authors do, Oseishidal. Duration, 1 hour and 55 minutes. Uphill incline, 325 meters. Downhill incline, 325 meters. Horizontal distance, 6 kilometers, 3.7 miles. Route type, return. Severity of terrain, 2. Route orientation, 1. Difficulty rating, 2. Degree of effort required, 2. Estimated times with no stops, calculated in accordance with 2020 data. This 6-kilometer round route is accessible for walkers of all abilities, who in 1 hour and 55 minutes will be able to complete the distance between Assamothas and the village of Oseishidal. As always, we recommend comfortable footwear with a firm grip. And of course, due care when walking through this area. Our route starts at one of the most emblematic churches in Assamothas, Santiago Seré, situated in the area known as A Igreja, located in the actual town and the main parish of the municipality of Assamothas. The large atrium affords panoramic views of the first section of our route, which runs along a large riverside recreation area. The rectangular church has three naves and dates back to the 18th century, as reflected in its Baroque architecture. The main facade features a figure of St. James the Greater. On the rear of the presbytery walls, we can observe carvings of wild boars and coats of arms, unmistakable symbols of the noble Andrade family, who wielded immense power and influence in this area during the Middle Ages. Once inside this magnificent church, we will immediately be struck by the brightly polychromed main altarpiece, presided over by the Apostle St. James, mounted on his white steed. During the festive season, visitors can admire the famous Santiago Seré nativity scene, one of the most allegorical in the area. It is renowned for its artisanal, mechanical design. Indeed, many of its 400 figures can move. The nativity scene includes a wide range of elements, including animals, traditional farming activities, buildings, waterfalls and rivers, as well as traditional trades and crafts. Leaving the church behind us, we make our way down across the AC110 road and along the slate track, keeping the watercourse, known as Regato da Igreja, on our left-hand side. We can spot the town hall. The impeccably kept flowerbeds remind us of where we are, together with the large square, which, on the 25th of July, hosts the events to commemorate the feast day of the Apostle St. James the Greater. The celebrations are renowned throughout Galicia, drawing thousands of visitors eager to enjoy the exceptional series of musical events featuring first-class groups and thrilling performances. Continuing along the path and on approaching the second pedestrian bridge across the river, situated on our left-hand side, we will be able to admire the views of O Carvalho Recreation Area. Nestling on both sides of the river, this delightful setting boasts bridges, wooden, slate and stone elements, as well as autochthonous trees, small dikes and impeccably kept lawns. This is an ideal spot for family leisure, as it features the necessary picnic tables and benches. Here, we cross the third bridge before continuing along the left-hand bank of the stream, from where we will also be able to see the biohealthy park situated on the same side. Just a short distance further on is the municipal open-air swimming pool, where we can enjoy a cooling swim in the appropriate season, and which offers a delightfully tranquil setting. There is also a park, where a number of sturdy oak trees provide a shady spot in which to take a short rest, which is particularly welcome on hotter days. Our route continues along the left bank of the river, where the surface changes from slate to stone. On the left-hand side is the children's park, where little ones will have endless fun. We next come to the Assamothas Recreation Area, a large open space created in 2015 by the local authorities to provide a motorhome park for tourists, and which includes the various amenities and services they need. Indeed, each September, the park hosts a weekend rally organized by various associations of motorhome owners, offering visitors the chance to discover and enjoy the local heritage, nature, and gastronomy. By now, we will have come to the end of the stone trail, from where we must cross the road to reach the area where A Forja do Castelo stands. Today, all that remains of this former forge are sections of the outer walls and a few interior elements, hidden under dense river vegetation. Our route takes us left on a slight uphill climb before turning right just a few yards further on along a stony path. We take a right turning at the crossroads and then another before walking along the pavement on the left-hand side that will bring us to Oseishidal. Once in the village of Oseishidal, we will come to an area of immense historical and traditional value within the municipality. Determined efforts have been made to restore the various buildings and spaces in order to recreate ethnographic elements and experiences relating to traditional country life. For many years now, each September, this area hosts the typical Festa da Malla, or threshing festival, intended to spotlight one of the most important tasks traditionally carried out by the former farm laborers of Assamothas.